shiniest of hair. And he walked into the room with an authoritative air, his carefully shaped eyebrows so severe, you could barely even tell where the prosthetics met his ears. I fell in love with a Spock impersonator, from his ears down to his phaser and his sweet communicator. I thought my search for love was at an end, but being highly logical did not make him a very good boyfriend. When I first saw his furrowed brow,